This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Why would the Attorney General tell the FBI director to call the investigation a matter? Last time I checked, he's not director of the Federal Bureau of Matters. Why would the Attorney General meet with the subject of the investigation's husband 3 days before the subject of the investigation is to be interviewed by the FBI? Why would that happen? Maybe because they wanted Clinton to win the election, right? We got all these investigations about Putin's government trying to influence our election. How about the Obama administration's influence on our election? Think about this. You had the Attorney General of the United States tell the FBI Director of the United States, go tell the American public something that is not true. And he did it. He did it willfully. He did it intentionally. He did it at the direction of the United States Attorney General. This is the Judiciary Committee charged with defending the Constitution, and we have a Justice Department that knowingly, intentionally, willfully misled the American public in the middle of a campaign. And we're not going to ask for these documents, and we're not going to pass a resolution saying we need a special counsel. Are you kidding me? I mean, think about that. Our Justice Department not being square with the American people. Comey, it gets better. You can't make this up. It gets better. Comey gets fired. Then what's he do? He leaks a government memo through a friend to the New York Times, and he testified under oath. For what purpose did he do that? To create momentum for a special counsel to review and look at the Trump campaign and the Trump issues. Really? He did that? Leaked? This is unbelievable. Through a friend, leaks a document to create momentum. I mean, it's not just any special counsel. It's his best friend. It's his predecessor. It's his mentor. It has to be Bob Mueller. That's where we're at. And we're not going to pass this resolution, and we're not going to call for a special. Are you kidding me? We have to do this. Think about the tarmac. I mean, I applaud the gentleman for bringing this resolution up, or bringing this amendment up to the resolution. One thing that we all know that drives our constituents crazy, drives Americans crazy, is this idea that there are now two standards of justice, one for us regular people, one for the folks we all get to represent, the 750,000 people in all our districts. But if your name's Comey, if your name's Lynch, if your name's Clinton, it's a whole different standard.
That's the way it seems, doesn't it? Wow. Jim Jordan, pinned him down. And I mean, what could he say? If he has any conscience whatsoever, I got to think that Rosenstein had to probably take some sort of medication to go to sleep last night, because, you know, he squared this up very solidly in saying, okay, here's what we're dealing with. Now, how do we go to our constituents and give them answers? But what has to happen here is the House committee has got to say enough is enough and start exercising their rights, their legal rights, in making them talk. If they're not going to talk, if it's not a subpoena, then it's contempt. They've got to start putting pressure on it. They're playing nice and thinking, oh, well, you know, they're going to respect it. And meanwhile, you have all this grandstanding and innuendo from the Democrats. I mean, they're not, I'm not impressed. I'm not thinking that they're interested in the truth. You know, too much of the conversation for them. I mean, like, what's his name? Was it Gonzalez or, oh, gosh, why didn't his name escape me? The congressman from Chicago. I mean, come on. You go on and on about wanting to impeach Donald Trump. What a waste of time. You spent your 5 minutes on that, and you didn't even ask a question. It was just, why don't you get a PR agent and go in front of a camera and make your statement? You don't need to be wasting people's time there in a committing hearing, going down this whole list, I guess, for the record, to be able to talk about, and make it even more obvious why you don't, you don't like Donald Trump. Well, we know that. Just about anybody with a D before their name is suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. But meanwhile, you know, he keeps doing his business and we keep winning. Go figure. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
The reason we have special counsel, this is a very important point, and you know it. The reason we have special counsel is because of a conflict of interest. The regulation itself specifically makes reference to a conflict of interest. And we don't like conflicts of interest because it undercuts people's confidence in both the process and the result. So let's be really clear why we have special counsel. There was either a real or perceived conflict of interest that we were fearful would either impact the result or people's confidence in the process. That's why we have something called special counsel, and that's why we have special counsel in this fact pattern. And then lo and behold, those who are supposed to make sure there are no conflicts of interest seem to have a few of their own. There's a senior prosecutor who sent obsequious emails to a fact witness. She can be described as nothing other than a fact witness. She's a really important fact witness if you pursue the line of inquiry that my Democrat friends want to pursue. They got off of collusion and now they're on obstruction of justice. She may be the most important fact witness in an obstruction of justice case. And the senior prosecutor for this conflict of interest free special counsel sent a fawning, obsequious email to a fact witness. And then we have prosecutors assigned to conduct this investigation who donated almost exclusively to one candidate over another. And then we have a prosecutor assigned to this conflict of interest-free team that attended what was supposed to be, what he'd hoped to be, a victory party for Secretary Clinton. And we have a senior DOJ official, Mr. Deputy Attorney General, with an office that used to be two doors down from yours, meeting with Fusion GPS. And Fusion GPS, of course, was paying for Russian dirt on the very person that they're supposed to be objectively investigating. And then that same senior DOJ official's Fusion GPS, his wife was on the payroll of Fusion GPS. And then we have a senior agent assigned to investigate Secretary Clinton's email, help draft the exoneration letter, where we changed the language from grossly negligent to extremely careless, interviewed Secretary Clinton in an interview I've never seen, and I doubt you have either in your career as a prosecutor, interviewed Michael Flynn, was actively involved in the investigation into the Trump campaign before the inspector general found his text. So this agent, in the middle of almost everything related to Secretary Clinton and President Trump, sent pro-Clinton texts, anti-Trump texts to his paramour in response to being told maybe he is where he is to protect the country from that menace, Donald Trump. He said, I can protect our country at many levels. And then he said Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to nothing. Now, think about that, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. That's a pretty overwhelming victory. 100 million to zero. And when I read that last night, what I thought was this conflict of interest free senior agent of the FBI can't think of a single solitary American who would vote for Donald Trump. That's where the zero comes in. Not a single solitary American he can imagine would vote for Donald Trump. This is the conflict of interest free special agent assigned. And then he went on, if that weren't enough, to belittle Trump supporters by saying he could smell them at a Walmart in Virginia. This is the person we needed to avoid a conflict of interest. And then he said this, they fully deserve to go and demonstrate the absolute bigoted nonsense of Trump. But he wasn't content to just disparage Donald Trump. He had to disparage Donald Trump's family. This is what he said, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. He said the douchebags are about to come out. He's talking about our First Lady and children. This conflict of interest free special agent of the FBI.
Yeah, how do you how do you square that up? You know, Scott, that's a drop the mic moment, and you just leave the hall because Rosenstein, he can't answer that because he is part and parcel. See, this is the whole problem with the whole FBI. They want to talk about still insist on Mueller and the FBI not being conflicted, that it's impartial and these are good people, yada yada, and even Rosenstein wanted to hold to it, but there's too much evidence that counters this. And it's the problem is that, you know, if it was a rogue agent, you know, at a lower level, at a mid-level, you know, middle management type level, you kind of go along with it. But, you know, he mentions somebody else a couple of doors down where they had a meeting together, he and the paramour, and they're talking about, you know, saving the country from these Walmart citizens.
Yeah, and well, you're also dealing with the guy who sent these texts is also a guy that is kind of a key figure in every step of the way.
He's in the middle. He's in the vortex of it all. Clinton, he's Trump, the dossier, I mean, all the way through. His handprint is on everything. I mean, talk about getting caught with your hand in the cookie jar and crumbs all over your face.
Well, he's the one that changed it from, reckless negligence to careless.
Yes, right.
He's the one that changed it from that, so it went from being a criminal, chargeable thing, a chargeable language.
Well, of course, because it's a matter.
Well,
and it's amazing. You know, even last night, you know, I was hearing a Democrat talk. And he's going, well, at this, I mean, he almost like channeled Hillary Clinton. He goes, what does it matter? You know, what does all this matter? You know, it's like, wait a minute, are you kidding me? What does this matter? Well, I mean, this goes to the very basis, and this is what Trey Gowdy was talking about, Jim Jordan before that. It goes to the basis of our confidence in the FBI. I mean, are you telling me that you have confidence in the FBI after hearing about all this?
Well, they can't really say they're not biased anymore, that it's an unbiased thing, which just means that, now you got to worry that what if this is something along the lines of how they were using the IRS?
Well, of course, it's exactly the same thing, because this came down, and this came down from the top. You know, this is Barack Obama. I'm telling you, I know that, you know, and some people go, oh, Bill, wait a minute, you're going out on a limb here. Look it. You know, when Lois Lerner, if you remember, when she gave her testimony, she all but stated that this was a subtle endorsement from the White House, from the Oval Office, from the president himself, kind of like, well, you could do this, you know, and she picked up the ball and ran with it. It was a suggestion that was put out there, and it wasn't don't do it. It was just, hey, wouldn't it be good if this happened? And what did she do? She weaponized the IRS against conservative groups, and as we've been talking with Jenny Beth all these weeks, I mean, to me, that's disgusting. I mean, you're talking everyday citizens who are guilty of wanting to participate in the government to exercise their rights as citizens, all squashed because you've got people like in the FBI, and this is, you see, this smacks of a systemic issue, Scott. That's why I'm saying it's not one rogue agent. I mean, this is from the top down. And in order to protect it, and this is what Comey knew. I mean, this is all a game of chess here. And Comey knew he had to protect it. So what does he do? He goes, well, the only way to protect this is if we have a special counsel and I get my best friend, my mentor in there to control the findings by the special counsel. I mean, and we're paying, what, over $7 million in counting for this kind of stuff? This is all bogus. What a waste of our money. Once again, in the lovely bureaucratic world of the United States of America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat.
ThePowerMall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, thanks for helping me out and keeping me honest here. Luis Gutierrez, that's who I was thinking of. And I, for some reason, my brain, you know, I'm just already in that Friday state of mind because I'm heading to New York City right after the show. I know. Why would you leave Florida? Although it's been a bit of a cold snap here. It's been in the 40s, which is uncharacteristic.
You poor person.
I know. Well, listen to you. I mean, I know. Scott's in Minnesota, so, I mean, just for fun, you know, during, you know, when it's cold, it's not cold enough, so they go out and find a perfectly good piece of ice and they put a hole in it and go fishing. So, but, you know, you might wonder about my sanity because here I am, I'm leaving to go to New York, and I think with the wind chill, it's something like 10 degrees. I'm not sure if it's a northeaster there or not, so I'll be there for a couple of days over the weekend. And, you know, thinking, okay, what's going on? But that's all just to kind of give you some understanding and appreciation that the reason why my brain is not quite functioning on par this morning is because I'm not sure where it's at. It's probably just in preparation of a very cold environment that I'm heading to. Well, I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Katie Yoder with us. And Katie is the Associate Culture Editor for Newsbusters. And we appreciate her coming on because we're going to talk Planned Parenthood and something that we've brought up time and time again. And that has to do with, you know, the trafficking of aborted baby parts. You know, where are we on this? You know, we were so shocked with the revelation of those videos that came out. Katie, what was it? 2 years ago, I guess, when we were first shocked with those videos?
Right, yes. In 2015, more than 2 years ago now, actually, mm-hmm. July 2015, these videos came out, and they shocked the world, shocked America, mm-hmm. Americans. And now the news is breaking, the news broke last week, that the Justice Department is investigating Planned Parenthood in regards to its practices with aborted baby parts, which all started with these videos.
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, they're absolutely caught red-handed. I mean, selling of baby parts and joking about it, doing something illegal. And the thing was that was really shocking for us, Katie, is the only people that have ended up in jail to this point is David Dalyden, the film producer.
That's right. I mean, he's been, and that's the case with the media, too. The media have been attacking David Dalyden. But Planned Parenthood is going away free so far. They haven't been in trouble much yet. I mean, that's changing now with this investigation, and there have been other investigations. But with the media and with others, they've all been reporting that it's David Dalyden who's in trouble, when really these videos are about Planned Parenthood and their practices and their horrific comments in these videos. I mean, you listen to these videos, and they're abortion workers, Planned Parenthood employees, laughing about getting different baby parts. They're describing babies all mixed up together in a bag. They're talking about trying not to smush five-star baby parts. I mean, these comments are horrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is amazing, you know, on one hand, how disrespectful of humanity they are, but, you know, take them, tear them apart, and the baby part somehow gains some kind of respect. You know, they got to be careful, you know, to salvage the piece like as if it's, you know, off of some erector set or something and not an actual human being, which is quite disgusting. The challenge I also have with this, Katie, is I don't know how Democrats can square this up because especially for the Democrats who are claiming, you know, that are feminists, that claim that they are protectors of women. I mean, whenever there's any kind of question about Planned Parenthood, the wagons circle real quick about all these great benefits that Planned Parenthood offer. But yet the thing that comes up over and over again is the murder of babies and now, you know, the illegal trafficking of aborted baby parts. And how they were able, you know, the Democrats were able to, you know, circle their wagons and squash this whole story and put David Dalyden in jail is astounding to me, especially when they are the ones, supposedly, they are the champions of women. How do you do that? And of course, let's talk about these babies. I mean, they were not all male babies that were being aborted. I mean, there are young baby girls in these groups of babies that have been aborted. And the other night they brought this up about the sex selection that's taken place in this country. I mean, this is all part of this convenience of abortion, you know, that was originally when Roe v. Wade passed. The big deal was, oh, we've got to protect, you know, those women that are raped. And in the case of a mother's her life being at risk, we can't afford to not give them that option. And today that represents less than 2% of the abortions. So near 98% of the abortions are based on convenience. And now we find out, in addition to the convenience issue and in a bad one night hookup, then it's, oh my goodness, it's going to be a girl. I wanted a boy to be my first baby. So man, we're going to get rid of that one and we'll try again.
Right. I mean, you hear this. That's a very good point. You hear this from liberals and the liberal media that abortion is a part of women's rights, but it's the exact opposite. It's hurting women. It's destroying women in the womb, their lives, and it's also hurting women. You don't hear this often in the media, but women often regret their abortions. It often takes them decades to come to terms with it. But I've interviewed women who've talked about how it's destroyed their lives. And at the March for Life in January in Washington, D.C., there are also several women out there talking about how they regret their abortions. So the media should be reporting things like that, telling stories like that. And they should be reporting this investigation that's ongoing on the nation's largest abortion provider, that receives over $550 million of taxpayer funding per year. But they aren't. And broadcast networks aren't reporting on this. They aren't reporting on how abortion harms women.
Well, it's the big lie that's been thrust upon the women of America. And men, I understand, and I want to direct this to you, because I understand you've been marginalized. It's like you don't count. But, you know, I still maintain, Katie, that one day the men of America who have participated passively or actively in abortions, one day it's going to hit them. They're going to have to deal with the truth that they have lost a child, that they would have a child. When they're asked, how many children do you have? Well, I have three children. But the fact of the matter is they had four, or maybe they had five, and two died. And how did they die? Well, they were murdered. And I know that sounds rather harsh, but that's what's going to happen here. And what we're going to hear, Katie, just like what we're hearing now in America, is some of these lies, as they're starting to come to the light of day, is there is going to be a cry from coast to coast, and I mean a guttural scream from the men, the grandparents who have lost children to one of the biggest lies that have been perpetrated on any country since World War II with Adolf Hitler and the big lie that he sold people. And we have bought into that because we are a convenience culture. It is right in our wheelhouse. We've accepted it, and we have bought it hook, line, and sinker, and we have destroyed, we have murdered over 61 million babies. Human beings, our fellow citizens, we have outright murdered them. They have no right, all in this, as you said, under the title of women's rights. Well, what about men's rights? What about babies' rights? No, we're going to throw that out because it's the woman's body and that's it. And somehow, whatever men have to participate, whatever other family members have a role to play in this baby's life, that is all negated. That is meaningless in their eyes and in their hearts. I mean, it's pretty sick when you think about it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you look at different stories out there. I often look at stories about telling, and even on Twitter, abortion advocates and feminist writers will say men don't count. They shouldn't have a word in this. But these are men's children too. You know, women don't have children on their own. And I've heard stories. I've seen, women come out of abortion clinics, without having their abortion because the men came and told them, hey, I'm here for you. I'm going to support this kid. Don't go through with the abortion. So
exactly.
Men can play a huge part in this.
I think you're part of the answer. I agree with you. Katie, we got to leave it right there. We're out of time. Katie Yoder, Associate Culture Editor for Newsbusters. Katie, appreciate the time and the insight. Thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Holiday travel is about spending time with loved ones, whether it's a vacation or a trip back home. However, often we get too caught up in the stress of the season. Here's how to reduce travel stress and put your happiness in perspective. Sean Acor, happiness expert.
Planning a holiday trip can certainly feel stressful, but it's important to remember the end goal, joy.
Rather than focusing on a long security line or traffic, stop and reflect upon how lucky you are to travel and how challenges make our travel stories even better. I found that one of the best ways to reduce stress on the trip is planning, by taking early steps like researching hotels and booking intelligently. I like to use my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, which lets me earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend and doesn't limit my travel plans with blackout dates. That way, every vacation leads to more opportunities to travel, and that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Happy holiday.
No, Andy Williams, huh? What a crooner. Hey, welcome back, America. This is The Very Independent. Bill Martinez live, coming to you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, let's bring Lou Euler on right now. Lou is the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Lou, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. Good to be with you once again.
Well, always good. I know it's early where you're at, and I appreciate you giving us time. And we're going to talk tax reform here, but real quick anecdote here. Today is Roasting Chestnuts Day. Did you know that? And have you ever had chestnuts?
A lot here.
Yeah, I know. Well, except other things, I understand. But have you ever tasted chestnuts roasting?
Not really.
Well, I got to tell you, first time I went to, I told everybody I'm heading to New York right after I get off the air today, and we'll be in New York over the weekend doing some business. And but the first time I went to New York, you know, of course, you got Nat King Cole, chestnuts on an open fire. You're thinking, okay, this has got to be great. So I go by one of those metal carts, and they're selling chestnuts, right? So hey, I got to try a chestnut. They're terrible. And don't tell me, well, you haven't had the chestnuts that my mother roasts or whatever. You know, it's like liver. You know, they tell you, well, you just haven't had liver prepared properly. Well, no, it tastes like liver. I don't know how to get around it. So, I don't know. So, God bless him. But chestnuts today is National Chestnut Roasting. And for people that appreciate it, God bless them. But, for me, it was quite, so here I am with these bag of chestnuts and I'm going, what am I going to do with these? You know, and, but such is life. But fortunately, hey, we've got some good news regarding tax reform. The president was rather animated, even as he was talking about it. He broke in with breaking news on himself and said, hey, they just got noted from the IRS. You know, it's interesting. You get Lois Lerner out of there and you start having some good things happen. He says, it looks like we might be able to start receiving our tax benefit come February.
You bet. It's really moving quickly. The conferees are getting together and resolving some of these peripheral issues, while they have kept the essence of it, which is a significant reduction in the corporate tax rate. Mm-hmm. And what is misunderstood is this isn't helping the rich on Wall Street. We're not toadies to the capitalists and that sort of thing, those of us who support this. All the studies reveal, the Kotlikoff, Auerbach studies, etc., revealed that 70 to 90 cents out of every corporate tax dollar is borne, in fact, by lower wages and mm-hmm. fewer jobs for average workers. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to be an explosive growth-inducing change for the average worker. His taxes will be reduced, the family taxes, the family deduction is maximized, et cetera. So it's mm-hmm. great move forward.
Exactly. Well, Lou, what are the Democrats and all these negative pundits going to say when the reality of these tax cuts come to bear and everyday Americans realize they've got more money in their pocket? Are they going to be able to square up the big lie that's coming out of these very progressive and liberal pundits and Democrats that have been claiming doom from day one and saying, oh, this is only going to help Trump's rich friends, and it's going to devastate the middle. It's going to kill the middle class. I mean, people are going to die, you know, the Democrats say. I mean, it's like, are you kidding?
No, you're absolutely right. And the theme that we're urging is for the Republicans who, you know, suffered the Judge Roy Moore defeat here and a defeat in Virginia and some others, that this is the wave of the future. Put reliance on good policy, good tax policy of this kind, and ride it to victory and recognize and point out to the American people that to date, not one single Democrat member of the House of Representatives or the United States Senate have joined in support of this tax reform. Mm-hmm. So when it explodes the future for America in terms of wage increases and tax savings and jobs coming home and capital being invested, when that happens, then we should point that out aggressively.
Exactly.
That the Republicans, the party of the people.
Ladies and gentlemen, what Lou is saying is that it's okay if you're a Republican that you can do an end zone dance now. Okay, so when we, you know, these victories become rather obvious, it's okay. Spike the ball, do an end zone dance. They can do it in the NFL. We can do it here in politics. The thing is, Lou, you know, you just brought up Judge Roy Moore, and the GOP leadership has got to get their act together. I mean, they gave up that seat. They gave up a seat they did not have to lose. If I was Donald Trump, I'd be spitting nickels and maybe his, you know, away from everybody. But they gave up that deal because, look it, I understand that Judge Moore was compromised based on allegations and all that. Look, get him in there, secure the seat, let him go through an ethics review, and if it proves that he needs to get out, guess what? The Republicans are still controlling the seat. But no. For the sake of some sort of idealism, you have, the senior senator from Alabama going, oh, just go ahead and write in somebody. So, you know, they're writing in Nick Saban and the whole deal, and they gave up the Republican seat. And what I would say to the senior senator is, look, you better make sure your vote counts as two. You better go find a Democrat that you can go give a noogie to, and you drag in, and you transfer that vote, because you participated in giving that election away and giving that a seat away to the Democrats. I think it's very unfortunate and very, I don't know, in a sense, selfish and short-sighted on their part, because they're missing the grander point. Because to what you were saying earlier, it has really become us against them. Until we can get to that point to where bipartisanship can reign, then we have to protect the interest of conservatives and independents. And the way they throw this around, it is really discombobulated politics, as far as I can see.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, as we go back to our experience with Ronald Reagan, and I helped directly, our National Tax Limitation Committee was formed in 1975 to begin to advance his policies as the anticipated president. And in 1982, we had a vote on his constitutional amendment to balance the budget and limit taxes and spending. We won with 69 votes in the United States Senate, and we had a number of very fine Democrats who agreed with us and came across and participated as part of the majority. Hopefully will happen again at some point, but it hasn't happened yet.
Until they regain their sight for the common good, Lou, for their constituency, and not be so prejudiced, like what was on display yesterday in the hearings about the FBI. They have a sentiment and a worldview that I would say is much more pervasive than we're willing to admit. And that is that, you know, like what was being talked about yesterday, is that you have a top-line official, a senior official in the FBI, looking at Wall Street Americans as deplorables and less thans. And he characterized anybody that didn't agree with their worldview as, you know, the Wall Street Americans. I mean, it's pretty disgusting, isn't it?
I agree entirely, and... So this particular issue is not only so important to America's future, but it's the defining moment in terms of the political attitude and outlook of today's very liberal and progressive Democrats, the Schumer, Pelosi, Bernie Sanders crowd that seems to run the show.
Exactly.
The Democrats.
Well, Lou, we have to leave it right there. The thing that we have good conscience of and encouragement is that the truth always wins. Lou Euler on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lou.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davidson, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davidson now for your free idea starter guide. Davidson charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392.
Again, that's 800-211-8392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Hey, Juju B's for everybody. Yes, you know what we're talking about. Steve-O, Steve Evans, the movie guy. We're bringing him on. Get ready.
To Bill Martinez Live.
Boy, it almost sounds like Star Wars music. I mean, Scott's so excited. He's going to have the day off. He's going to be up all night long. He's going to get a big box of popcorn and everybody else with him as Star Wars is unveiled tonight, huh?
Ah, yes, it is going to be massive, and we'll talk about it in just a moment. It's going to make just an incredible amount of money, and I don't quite understand why, but we'll talk about that in a moment. Let's talk about what happened last weekend. We had this movie called Coco, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number one for 3 weeks in a row. Why? Well, nobody wants to open a movie with Star Wars.
Exactly.
That's kind of an idea. Yeah. But it has made about $135 million. It was number one last weekend. Justice League, number two, that made about $9.7 million. And that was followed by Wonder, The Disaster Artist, and Thor, Ragnarok, rounding out the top five. I had a chance to see The Shape of Water, which is a very...
I have heard a lot of great things about this. Of course, it's only in 41 movies, and one of the movie houses, of course, in your backyard on a big screen, because that's the way you roll there in Hollywood.
Well, as a matter of fact, we did see it last weekend. It was a late afternoon for a showing on Saturday afternoon. So after the movie, we went into the bar for a little beverage after it.
To see if The Shape of Water in a different type of form would be relative. Hey, that's okay. It's all part of the study. You know, you got to study these things because we're going to talk about it.
Absolutely. So as we were sitting there enjoying our beverage, who should walk in but Guillermo del Toro?
No way, really?
Entourage.
Oh wow!
And the guy by the name of Doug Jones, who is the
of course.
They replaced the amphibian in the particular movie, you see. So, they were there to do a Q&A, and I was able to at least see the director of that movie. So, it is an amazing movie. It has led the Golden Globe nominations, which we'll talk about in a little bit. I was nominated for 7 Golden Globes. It's a movie which is unlike anything you've ever seen.
Did you throw a cue at Guillermo?
No, I didn't. As a matter of fact, I had my cell phone, and I was trying to figure out how I might be able to take a picture without the flash going off and all that business. But, no, we just let Guillermo.
Well, you got to tell him. You say, hey, Guillermo, I know the other Guillermo in the East Coast, Bill Martinez. Hey, we're tight. We're like this. Every week we talk, you know?
There we go. Yeah, I should have.
I mean, that Naturo, you could have probably asked him two questions.
Yeah, maybe. So anyway, that was my weekend. I would recommend that you see it, not one for the kids. It is rated R. But let's talk about Star Wars. Star Wars opening up tonight. They think that this movie might make somewhere in the vicinity of about $200 million in this country alone.
Out the door.
And about $425 million worldwide opening weekend. And I'm all for, you know, great movies and the whole Star Wars thing. But this is a franchise that started 40 years ago. In 1977.
Amazing.
And it's
right.
Stronger than ever. This is the eighth Star Wars film. When George Lucas, maybe I say this every time a Star Wars movie opens, but he was shopping this thing all over town. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted anything to do with it because they said, that science fiction's dead. Nobody's going to go see a movie with war in the title.
Right.
And he thought when 20th Century finally said, okay, we'll make it, they thought it may make somewhere in the vicinity of $8, maybe $10 million.
Right.
It went on to make about $461 million. In this country alone, and about $1.3 billion worldwide. And it set off this franchise, which is still going strong today. It's just amazing.
So he goes around all these movie houses going, nah, 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 nah.
I guess.
Right?
It's just one of those things that you make, you know, and the people who are into it. And the crazy thing is most of the people that are going to see this movie weren't even around in 77. So anyway.
Yeah, this is cross generations. I mean, this is so powerful. And for it, I mean, think about this, Steve. Out the door, $200 million. That's a record. Isn't that a record in and of itself?
I'm sure. Yeah. I'd have to do the homework there, but it's going to be one of the biggest ever. And 95% of the critics are recommending this thing. I mean, it's getting great, great reviews.
Now, did you get a chance to see a preview on this?
Not yet.
They don't know you're Steve Evans?
You know what? I usually don't go see Star Wars movies because until later on. So I'll check it out just to see what it's all about. But, it must be the Force. That's the only thing I know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we understand that Princess Leia, who's now a general, as serendipity should work, what I've been reading is that she's quite the central figure.
Yes.
In this, right?
All obviously filmed. I mean, this isn't computer generated.
No, right.
It was actually filmed before she passed. Carrie Fisher, of course, this is her last performance.
Wow. That's
what it's about. Having taken her first steps into the Jedi world, you have Rey, played by Daisy Ridley. She joins Luke Skywalker on an adventure with Leia and Finn and Poe that unlocks mysteries of the Force and secrets of the past. That's what's going on. 95% recommending Star Wars. It obviously will be number one this weekend.
Now does Luke metamorphosize into Yoda or something?
I'll let you know when I see it.
Kidding. Because like you said, this franchise has been out there for 40 years. And, although Hamill still has that rather youthful, cherubic look about him, but he has aged, but aged well.
Yes, not quite as youthful as in days gone by, but
no.
There you go, Star Wars,
hey.
Last Jedi. And this, of course, then there will be Episode 9, which will be released 2 years from now.
Already.
The release date, December the 16th, 2019. All right,
already. Wow, very cool.
You might be saying, now, who would be crazy enough to open a movie against Star Wars? Well, we have a few people here. First of all, let's talk about Ferdinand, an animated film which is also getting great reviews, 82% recommending this one. This is done by Carlos Saldana, who did the movie Rio a few years back. It's really well done. This tells the story of a giant bull with a big heart. After being mistaken for a dangerous beast, he's captured and torn from his home. He's determined to return to his family. All these movies seem to have kind of a similar plot. He's determined to return to his family. He rallies a misfit team on the ultimate adventure. This is set in Spain. Ferdinand proves you can't judge a bull by its cover. 82% recommending Ferdinand this weekend. And then a movie which kind of came out of nowhere. If you can't get tickets to Ferdinand or to Star Wars, you may want to check out a movie called Permanent. This is a comedy about bad hair, adolescence, and socially awkward family members. It involves life-altering permanence and poorly made toupees. Obstacles to daily survival ensue. This is starring Patricia Arquette and Rainn Wilson. Unfortunately, it wasn't reviewed to the critics, but it may be playing near you. Permanent, out this weekend. Now, if you've been wondering what John Travolta has been up to lately.
Funny you should ask. I was just going to ask that question. What has John Travolta been up to lately?
Well, he's been working on a movie called Gotti. This Balmo.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, the infamous
The Gotti? The Gotti? Okay.
Yeah, the Gotti. He plays John Gotti in this one, and his rise to become the Teflon Don of the Gambino crime family in New York City. This spans three decades and is recounted by his son, John Jr., played by Spencer Rocco Raffalanto. This examines Gotti's tumultuous life as he and his wife, played by Kelly Preston, who I believe is married to John, John Travolta, that is.
Well, yeah, but you got to stay on top of these things because things change very quickly in Hollywood, as we know. Yes.
The attempt to hold the family together amongst tragedy and multiple prison sentences as well, which is always a difficult thing to do. Starring John Travolta and is the great John Gotti. Then a movie called The Ballad of Lefty Brown, which is getting great reviews. Starring Bill Pullman. When cowboy Lefty Brown, played by Bill, witnesses the murder of his longtime partner, the newly elected Senator Edward Johnson, played by Peter Fonda. This must be a cameo because he's not in this movie for very long if he's killed early on. He strikes out to find the killers and avenge his friend's gruesome death. He tracks the outlaws across the vast and desolate Montana plains. It sounds like it might be a movie that looks really good. I mean, you've got to love Montana. Mm. They usually do an amazing job when they're filming a movie in that particular neck of the woods.
Yeah, because it goes on forever. I mean, you got to – it's just by geography. It's a stage and soundstage all incorporated there, you know.
An amazing state.
Yep, exactly.
Ballad of Lefty Brown. And then also Beyond Skyline, 67% recommending this crazy thing. When the population of Los Angeles is vacuumed off the face of the earth, we have a detective, Mark Corley. He storms his way onto the alien ship to rescue his estranged son. But after crashing the ship in Southeast Asia, he must forge an alliance with a band of survivors to discover the key to saving his son and taking back the planet once and for all. Well, thank goodness. One critic saying about this, this is a mind-blowingly silly, seriously extravagant, and really mostly uncalled-for experience.
Wow.
Beyond Skyline available.
Boy, how did that backhand feel?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the Golden Globes. Of course, we have award season, which is upon us. I mean, all of a sudden, we're seeing the nominations the Golden Globes came out first. And it's an interesting array of films for a number of reasons. First of all, The Shape of Water, which we were talking about earlier, led the nominations with seven nominations, including Best Picture. But also, Christopher Plummer was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for a movie called All the Money in the World. Now, this is the movie about the kidnapping of, but the name is escaping me right now, Getty.
Right.
I was thinking Gotti Getty.
Right, yeah,
anyway,
Gotti.
He has been nominated, but he is the one who replaced Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey was in the film playing Getty, but then, of course, that big scandal happened.
Yes,
so Ridley Scott went back and said, look, we have to take this guy out of the movie. They recast Christopher Plummer in that role, reshot the scenes. Nobody's really seen the movie yet, but it has been nominated. Well, he has been nominated, Christopher Plummer, for this particular
role. How does it get nominated if nobody has seen it?
Well, they screen it for the
press. Oh, they screen it for the
press.
Okay.
And that's why they get the nomination.
I see.
Then, of course, we have Greta Gerwig, who was the big snub. She wasn't nominated for Lady Bird. And a lot of people thought that she should have been among the best director nominees, which were all men. And so
we got to leave it there. We're out of time, Steve-O, sadly. We'll see you at Star Wars. Okay? Large popcorn.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most people think life insurance